Confirmation hearings continue this week for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, and later today, it's his pick for Secretary of Education's turn. That would be Betsy DeVos, a billionaire Republican fundraiser and education lobbyist who is a proponent of voucher programs and charter schools. DeVos's nomination is controversial, and one of her chief critics is Randy Weingarten, who is the president of the American Federation of Teachers. She joins us now. And Randy Weingarten, what are your concerns about Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education?
So she has actually been involved in education and in politics for 30 years in Michigan and has quite a record. She's never actually been engaged in public schools. It's not simply that she wasn't a teacher or a board member, didn't bring her kids to public schools, didn't go to public schools. She has had quite the antipathy towards public schools, particularly public schools where the most vulnerable children go. That's why I've called her the most ideological anti-public school nominee since the position was created by Carter decades ago. So if you look at the Michigan record, she and her husband are billionaires from two very, very rich families. You know, that's their right. But they are very fixated on the market can cure everything. The market, the free market, capitalism can do everything. And what that can't do, Christianity can do.
But are you saying that if she becomes Secretary of Education, that you're worried that she is going to make our public schools around the country more religious than they are at the moment?
What she has done is she has defunded, destabilized, and undermined public education in Michigan at every turn, and has pushed hard and has gotten the policies in Michigan that she envisioned to have unaccountable for-profit charter schools. And at the same time, the things that she has said that she wanted to do, that she thinks are good, meaning choice for children, those schools have been terrible. That's why Michigan is called the Wild Wild West of charters. And frankly, the charters are worse than the publics. And what has happened since 2003 is that Michigan has tumbled in terms of public education from being in the middle of the states in 2003 in math and reading to now to the bottom to 41 and 42 in states in terms of fourth grade math and reading. So what I'm saying is that if you look at her record, that it hasn't helped either public school students whose monies have been drained from those schools, and it hasn't helped the people in the private alternatives who haven't gotten a good education either.
So do you think that that is a Michigan-specific issue, that charters were just not run well in Michigan, and that in other places, I mean, we talked yesterday about what's happened in New Orleans post-Hurricane Katrina, where they've gone very heavily in favor of charter schools and test scores have gone up there. Do you think that charter schools can ever work? Or
yes.
It's just
of
you're
course,
saying the experience in Michigan was not effective.
But the reason that the experience in Michigan was not effective, and that's why even the charter school operators in Massachusetts have come out against her, is because she believes in making money off of public education. She believes in privatization. She believes in ignoring the church-state separation. She believes in shielding these schools from accountability. And that is what has made them fail.
So I imagine if Betsy DeVos were listening to this interview, she would say, oh, well, of course, the teachers' unions, they're so powerful. They don't want to hear about change in education reform and charter schools and vouchers because it hurts their power. What would you say back to that?
You know, first off, it is so ridiculous to actually say that the people who represent teachers don't want to change, because there's no one more than a teacher or a parent who wants to make sure that kids do well. And frankly, what you should be doing is we should be focusing on the well-being of children. Public schools have to be a viable choice. And at the end of the day, anyone who wants to be the Secretary of Education has to have a real investment and commitment in public schools, not be totally disconnected to them. Public schools can work for kids. Half the kids in America are poor. It is the one thing we give kids as an anchor of democracy, as a ladder of opportunity. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be other alternatives or things like that, but the public dollar has to go to make public schools viable choices for parents.
What's the one question you would like to be asked at her confirmation hearing today?
I would ask, why the antipathy towards public schools? Why call public schools a dead end? Why say that public schools should be retired? Why the antipathy towards LGBTQ students? Why the antipathy towards civil rights rules? Why the antipathy towards public education such that parent groups throughout the country have opposed your nomination? Those are the questions that I would ask her.
So after hearing you say that, do you think you're going to be able to work with her if she becomes education secretary?
Look, obviously, Jeremy, we will work with anybody we have to work with to help children have a chance at success.
That's Randy Weingarten, who is the president of the American Federation of Teachers. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeremy.